When we tell others about the joy of walking with Jesus, we want to share all the positive things. But what about a painful story with no happy ending in sight? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count, and Chad Veach has found that God uses those stories too as people search for hope in their lives.
We've seen it time and time again where we've actually told people about our journey, people that don't know God, people that don't go to church, and their eyes are open to this reality because they're basically saying, wow, I'm facing something in my world. I always think pain is relative. Jesus is a reality and your pain is relative. So my situation is not better or worse than anybody else. So we've seen people that don't know God, don't come to church, hear our story, and really be open to the idea of having a hope in their life.
And that hope is only found in God.
The world says, don't get your hopes up. But God says, put your hope in me. And so there's this invitation to put your hope. What is hope? Hope is confident expectation. Hope is not built on hype. Hope is built on facts. It's built on evidence. So the reason why I have hope in God is because the evidence, the facts have shown him to be trustworthy. He's proven himself time and time again as a place where I can be safe and put my hope in. So I'm not putting my hope in my spouse. I'm not putting my hope in a doctor. I'm not putting my hope in medicine. I'm putting my hope in God. So I just think no matter what people are facing, this is the invitation to all of us that we can put our hope in God.
Everyone needs the hope that can only be found in Jesus Christ. So be sure to share your story as well as your struggles. For more encouraging stories, go to makingyourlifecount.com.